Hey, you guys. This is Chi Chi Rocks, and you are tuned in to the Chi Chi Show. And tonight, I have the aspiring me joining me. We're going to talk about OK Whatever, his latest album, and we're going to get into the additional tracks that he added. So if you have been keeping up with my show, you know he was here last time, like a while back, and he gave us an exclusive listen to OK Whatever before it even came out. I felt so special, and every song was literally fire. And he hit me up like last week and was like, hey, did you know I added like 5 additional tracks to my album? And I was like, what? No, I didn't know that. And he was like, yeah, check it out. Tell me what you think. So tonight I'm going to tell him what I think before he gets here, because he's not here yet. You know, he's going to be here around 7:30, 8 o'clock. But before he gets here, I'm going to play a few of his other songs. I'm not going to play anything from OK Whatever, because I'm going to wait for the man himself to get here so he can choose what he wants to play and choose what songs he wants. But I'm going to play some of his older stuff and a mix of, you know, other hip hop artists and everything like that. All right. So the first song that we're going to play by the aspiring me is Scaffold or Scaffold. I don't know how to say that, but it's scaffold, but however you say it, he can tell me how to say it later. It is hot. I like it. So here is Scaffold or Scaffold, whatever. That was Ride With Me by the Aspiring Me featuring Flagger Woods. And of course, if I played a song by the Aspiring Me, that means that he is in the building. Say what's up.
What's up? What's up?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so the last time you came on here, you gave everybody an exclusive listen to OK Whatever. Yep. And since then, you kind of changed it up and you added 5 more songs. And you told me to check them out. Yeah. And I listened to the 5 songs and I like what I heard. My favorite one was Black Child. I love anything, of course, because it kind of sounded similar to that other song. I forgot the name of it. I think, yeah, it was Dice Game, I think, by you and Flagger Woods.
Oh, no, so, To Be Hustling.
To Be Hustling. There, yeah. It is, To Be Hustling. So it sounded similar to To Be Hustling. So, of course, I think I just like anything that kind of sounds like that. So
Yep. Shout out to my boy Mobs. M-O-B-B-S, he produced the track. He also helped me produce, executive produced the album. He has like 3 or 4 songs on the album, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, what have you been up to? Because, I don't know, the last time I saw you, you were working, of course, on your album and everything and trying to perfect it. And you were talking about possibly moving to New York and yes. Everything.
Yes.
So what have you been up to as of late?
Well, you see, I got my work shirt on.
Yeah.
So, boys didn't move to New York as planned, but I'm really glad that plans change.
Yeah.
And life changes and like things happen. But I'm in a better space now. And I honestly think, because in regards to like moving, I was trying to figure out if LA or New York was gonna be like a better vibe, but I'm liking it. I'm liking what's going on in like Houston right now, so I'm here for the time being, at least for another year. I just put money down on a new apartment, so I gotta be able to take care of that. But so yeah, Houston is the base, and we're just like working out. I'm going to New York May 5th to do a album release show out there, and then I'm trying to plan some stuff in LA a little bit afterwards as well, and just providing more content. You asked what I've been up to. That's pretty much it. It's like doing content, just making myself more available. I figure the best thing to do is just to keep making music and keep making content available.
Okay, so I totally agree with you on the Houston thing, because Like, I kind of noticed, I was like, because I always wanted to move to New York too, like for other reasons and stuff. And lately I was like, Houston is kind of, you know, like a lot of people keep moving out to Houston. Like, there must be a reason why. And I'm from here. So there must be a reason. So I wouldn't be too shaken up if I couldn't go to New York or go to LA or whatever. So I completely understand where you're coming from when you're like, Houston is the base for now. Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I know the last time we talked, I had like my not gripes, but concerns, you know. But things work themselves out, and the city's a ever evolving, ever widening space. And so what I realized from the last time we talked till now is that the city is just really wide. It's really, really, really wide. Nothing's dying out. Nothing's becoming old. It's just spreading out.
Yeah.
And so what I'm trying to do in the city is just carve my space. And I'm doing that by creating content and by like doing events to get like-minded people out. I figure that the music is going to speak for itself. So once the music is out and people are able to hear the music and they're able to like it and digest it, then we can throw any event and we can see who comes out to that. And we can use that event to throw another event and, you know, just keep providing more content and keep providing people with things to do that I believe that I could provide to the city to like help like heighten its awareness. I know the last time we were talking, we were saying that particularly the interview that we did with the Hive, it was like in Houston, you're businesses,
Afrocentric,
businesses like to like categorize the type of black person that you're allowed to be in their space. Mm-hmm. And so in revolt against that, I just started carving out my own space, and I started like working with like venues that would be open to it. And so that's what I've been doing. I've found places that like rock with me, and I'm rocking with them, and I found people that like that like rock with me, and you know, I continue to rock with them, and we continue to expand and cross promote and bring more awareness.
Okay, that's what's up. So you have already, like, I know you're talking about like possibly in the future, like, you know, goals, like an event or whatever, but I kind of want to talk about, you know, the okay whatever release party. Yeah. Because I, of course, I couldn't make it. A lot of crazy stuff has been happening in my life, but I just love the fact that you were donating to Flint, like portions of it was going to Flint.
Oh, yes.
So do you want to talk more about that release party, how it went, everything that went down? And
the release party was excellent. The sound guy was a little bit of a jerk.
Don't do that.
Was a little bit of a jerk, but the sound sounded amazing.
Every time I interview you, like, I'm like, okay, I'm scared of what he is about to say right now. Like you guys don't understand. Like, every time I interview the aspiring me, I'm like, I am so scared about what he's about to say. And like, when I kind of can catch it, I'm like, don't do that. All right.
Nah, but you know, like, I'm going to just keep it funky. You know, I'm going to be real. I'm going to tell the good and the bad. The good part about it is the show went smooth. The sound sounded amazing. The bad part about it is the sound guy was a little bit of a jerk. But the sound sounded amazing, so, you know, I can understand why he was like that. But I had a certain vision that I wanted to execute.
Uh-huh.
When I perform live, I like do some things where like I'm like manipulating my vocals. And when we were like testing it out and like sound checking, he was like, "This doesn't sound good. We're not doing this." And I'm like, "Bro, it's supposed to sound like this." And he's like, "No, it doesn't sound good. We're not gonna do it like this. You're gonna have to do your show straight up." And I was like, "All right, you know what I'm saying?" You know, I let the sound guy do his job, and you know, I did my job.
You do your job.
You know,
okay.
That doesn't mean that I don't know what.
How it should sound, yeah.
But you know, hey, you know, it's their venue, and they pay him the money to do what he does. So, you know, that was my only gripe. That was my only gripe about that. Other than that, the show went awesome. Fat Tony rocked it. As the DJ, I think I just found a new blueprint for doing shows, like no opener acts, just DJ.
I like that performer. Because sometimes
opening acts.
That's all I'm gonna say.
But yeah, so that went really well. Had a donation for flintkids.org. Cut the check, sent that out.
That's what's up.
Other than that. Oh yeah, so that was March 1st. That was the release show for that. That was 21 and up, and then I had to turn around and do something for like the 18 and up crowd. So on March 11th, I did this show called No More Drugs For Me, which was an outreach show to promote positive vibes over substance abuse.
Okay, I didn't know about that.
Yep, yeah. It was underground. It was at the spot called The Vanguard.
Okay.
Yeah. It was at the spot called The Vanguard. I had a couple of lit people play it. My homegirl Tico Texas played it, and Complex Magazine premiered her album the same day.
That
was like a really good look, you know. Had some people from Toronto, this DJ and rapper named Rebecca Rockland, who's got like cuts with Riff Raff and stuff. So had her play the show, had Nicotine play the show, had Mufasa Enzor play the show, I had Flagger Woods play the show. That went pretty well. The youth came out, and I was pretty excited about that. I got a chance to perform. It was like really my first time performing in front of a whole crowd of like new people. Like I had no idea who these kids were, because like most of the people that were there were from like 18 to like 24.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had no idea who these kids were, but they all came out. They all were embracing, and they all were being open, and I rocked with it. You know. So.
I love that crowd though. Yeah. That crowd is pretty open, I feel, to new music in general, period. And
it has to be good though.
Yeah, it has to be good though. It can't be trash. Yeah. But but the fact that they like they were pretty open to it and they embraced it means like, you know, clearly you're not trash. So
yeah, I would
that's
hope
nice
so.
To hear.
I would hope so. You know, sometimes these kids can be really rude.
Oh yeah.
You know, but hey, you know, they rocked with it and I rocked with them, so I really appreciated that.
Okay, y'all. So me and him, we're not gonna talk your ear off. I'm gonna play, you know, some songs from I'm gonna play like the five new songs that he added. The first one that I'm gonna play is Tuesday.
Oh, Houston on Tuesday, LA on Friday, produced by Mufasa Enzor.
Okay, thank you. And I really like this one, y'all.
Awesome.
Okay. So here it is. That was Houston on Tuesday, LA on... I keep forgetting the days. I'm sorry.
Houston on Tuesday, LA on Friday.
All right.
And this is my beat that I'm playing in the background. It's a beat that like never made the album.
Oh, okay. But Why didn't it make the album?
Because it's going to be on the next one.
Okay. Okay, so it's another exclusive.
Oh, yeah. I got beats too, y'all.
Okay, and for those of you just tuning in, this is the Chi Chi Show. I'm Chi Chi Rocks, and this is The Aspiring Me.
Hey.
Everything you're listening to is by him. I know, it's dope. What can I say? All right, so Houston on Tuesday, LA on Friday. You didn't play that last time. When did you write that? What happened? Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, when did you even get the beat? Like it sounds very, very, very well produced.
Thank you.
It sounds like you put effort into it and everything. What is going on?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That beat's only a minute.
Okay. Well, thank you for telling me. But yeah, like it sounds like you actually put time into it, but you know, like I know there wasn't that much time.
Yeah, wasn't that much time. So, Houston on Tuesday, LA on Friday is literally a song that I've been having in my head since I was 20.
Okay.
So like I've always had the gist idea, and like I always knew how I wanted the beat to sound in my head. And I have some friends like out in New York that's like always pressuring me about that song, because in cyphers I used to like start like rapping the verses. I used to cheat and like rap the verses in cyphers. And so people would be like, yo, so what's good with that Houston on Tuesday song? You need to do it. You need to do it. Mm. And I was at Cactus Records hanging out with Tony. You know, he be clocking in up there. So I'm at Cactus Records hanging out with Tony. And Daoud Leon, Mufasa Enzor comes inside. And we chilling and we talking. And I'm just like, yo, aren't you that kid that used to be in like Milky Wave, the one that like played live with the synthesizer? He's like, yeah. And Tony's like, yeah, bro, he lit, you need to work with him. So I get his number, and then I'm very proactive. So like the next day I hit him up and I come to his crib, and like I'm listening to his beats, and I'm just like, oh, you got a real soul sound. Aww. And I'm like, yo, how do you feel about transcribing like this like idea for this beat that I have? And like I start beatboxing it out, and I was like,
wait, you beatbox? Oh wait, we talked about this, yeah, last time. Yeah. It's too many things you do. I be forgetting sometimes. Yeah.
So I beatboxed it out, and then he hopped on the drum machine and he start like playing it out, and I was like, man, so this song was inspired by Kanye's Breathe In, Breathe Out song.
It sounded kind of like a Kanye vibe. Yeah. That's why I was like.
So which is like my favorite Kanye album, College Dropout.
The Life of Pablo
is, yo, next level wave, because it's all of the Kanye's. From a technical standpoint, it's all of the Kanye's in one. This is like the first album that he never did nothing new on. So I always wanted to make a song that like brought on that vibe of Breathe In, Breathe Out, the song that he has with Ludacris. And we like sat down and like we like found the actual sample with the trumpets. The bring, bring,
bring. Oh, that's what's up.
We found the sample, you know, whosampledthis.com. and we flipped it and blended it in there and like hit it and like masked it. So like people are like, yo, this song sounds really familiar. Well,
that's what it is.
But like, yeah, but they can't put their tongue on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I couldn't either, because I was like, this sounds familiar, but I feel a Kanye vibe, but I didn't think it was from a Kanye song. I just was like, this sounds familiar. It's a Kanye vibe. Where do I know it from? Like, you know.
Yeah. And I'm not too afraid to say that like I'm inspired and like I interpolate. You know, that was an interpolation of that track. It was like my best attempt to capture that 04 or 03 College Dropout feel. And I think I did a very good job at doing that.
I think so too. I really like that song.
Thank you.
So let's talk about Black Child, because I really like that one. What, like the lyrics and everything, what made you write about Black Child? What inspired you to write that?
Black Child was written when I stayed in New York. It was written. It was written in a day.
Okay.
I have this friend that I used to hang out with every time that I go to New York. I can't hang out with her now because, you know, I'm booed up, and so I'm very faithful to my love, Raven. The friend that I had back in New York before I met her. We would hang out, and she inspired a lot of like the like some of like the stuff that I say on the album that's like can't be traced. A lot of it goes to like conversations that we've had in the past, or like just like funny like witty stuff. I'm like making the song, and I'm like, yo, man, we're talking, and she's telling me about how like guys try and talk to her and like always comments on like how fine she is, but like never comments on like, yo, like you smart, or you know, like you just cool to be around, or like you know a lot about music. And so I wrote that song, and that's why in the verses, in like the last verse, is like the last verse where it starts talking about or let me run it back from the top. So the intro verse is like a cool, laid back, like braggadocio verse. Okay. It's like a you do this, but I do this, and she still appreciates me, even though I just keep it really normal and cool.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're behaving over the top and it gets you nowhere. And like, I behave and like be myself and like it like gets me like all types of places.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly like when I like hang out and like I vibe out with like beautiful people.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes me a whole lot more places to be myself and be cool and be calm than to just be some like over the top like
person
jerk, you know. So that's what that first verse is about. And then the second verse goes into like another braggadocio story, talking about like what happens when we link it and we kick it and we may have sex, or you know, like may just kick out. And then the third verse talks about how people's obsession with money and like how they feel that like them having money can bring them like success in like whatever they do, even when approaching women. So it's like she doesn't even want to speak to you, you know, but she'll do it because she's nice and you know, we'll stomach it like cheap food.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We'll stomach that like cheap food, but just know that she didn't want to speak to you because you're a jerk. And so that's what that song's about.
Okay, well, I'm gonna play Black Child because I want y'all to hear it, and I really, really like it. After Black Child, I mean, we're still like, it's pretty laid back here. We're not like, this isn't a serious interview. Like
vibes.
Like, oh my gosh.
Tame is here. Cut the check.
Your inspiration, your music goals, your blah blah. Like, we asked that, but I'm not like on those like serious interview stuff. Like, we're pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna play Black Child, and then after that, we're gonna talk about Black Child again, but more in depth. So here is Black Child.
Swag, produced by Mobs.
That was Black Child by The Aspiring Me. If you are tuning in, you are listening to The Chi Chi Show. I'm Chi Chi. I have the rapper, The Aspiring Me, right here with me.
Yes.
And he is amazing. Like, all of this music, we were just like joking about how I was about to illegally download his stuff.
Yo, man. Shout out Pirate Bay, y'all. I'm on there, Pirate Bay, KAT.CR. I'm on all of that, you know what I'm saying? I'm in your proxies, you know what I'm saying? I'm in your soundboards. I'm everywhere. We on the internet, you know? Shout out to that. Shout out to my phone, going off right now, getting all of the love.
Hotline bling.
You know, it could only mean one thing. Tame is at Coug Radio, holding it down. Y'all listening to beats behind it, you know, that I've personally made. And I would just like to thank y'all so much for tuning in. Tabeshi, thank you for having me, yo.
Of course. This is an outlet for all local artists or any underground artists. Like, I support the underground, the raw musicians and everything.
You do.
I support those people. Okay, so Black Child.
Black Child, produced by Mobs.
Okay, so what I wanted to talk about, like, earlier when you were saying, like, a girl, like, just talk to you because she's nice or whatever. I wanted to talk about that because this is, like, I'm going to be here for, like, the female perspective. So, of course, you're going to be there for the guy perspective and whatever.
True.
But I feel like a lot of girls do that, and I don't know. Like, I used to. Like, I don't know, I kind of used to do that, but I'm, like I said, I'm going to stop or whatever doing that because I feel like when you're nice to guys that you're not necessarily, like, interested in talking to, you know what I mean?
They, like, take it the wrong way.
They do. They really do. And I had to learn that the hard way. I was like, whoa. Like, he is acting like he is hot.
Oh, you feeling me?
HIT, and it's like, I don't even really want to talk to you like that. Like, I'm just trying not to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm trying to be nice, because, you know, I'm pretty sure it's hard for someone to come up to you like, hey, you know, how you doing, whatever, I would like to take you out or blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm pretty sure that's hard. So I always try to be, like, respectful and, like, well, you know. And sometimes, like, at first it used to take me a while to get to the,
to get to the no. See, now, that's the part right there. That's the part right there. You got to get to the no, like, off top.
That's what my friend was telling me. She was like, girl, you are too nice. She was like, you need to be like, no. And I was like, rude. Like, if that's going to hurt their feelings. Yeah. I was like, they came up to me. Like, I know they probably was nervous. She was like, you are really overthinking. I'm sorry, inspiring me. She was like, all guys are dogs. Like, whoa. It's just whether they're like a puppy or like a pit bull. And she was like, all guys are dogs. She was like, it's probably a lot of other girls that want to talk to him. Like, you should not feel a certain type of way.
It's a world, of course. Of course, you know. I don't know, man. I mean, like, I can see why, you know, some women would feel like all guys are dogs, you know, but it's a world. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm working on my discipline. I ain't the most perfect, you feel me? But I'm old enough. I done been through some things to where, like, I found out, you know, what I'm willing to put myself through and what I'm not willing to put myself through. You know, so, like, that's why I had to clear the air even when I start talking about that past New York situation, just in case my girl listens, to let her know, hey, yo, look, you know, I show respect and value. In the past, I had a hard time like separating those two. Like, when it came to my music, I was like willing to, like, you know, be like, yo, what? Don't tell me who not to talk to. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, like, not be, like, conscious of that. But, you know, I let it know off top when I'm meeting someone and, like, we're interacting and stuff, like, after a show or, like, if we're, like, kicking it on the street, you know. I let someone know off top that I have a queen. This is the person that I love. Mm-hmm. You feel me? This is the person that I'm with. You know, we can be friends. We can be cordial. But let me let you know off top. And, like, what that does for me is that, somebody set the mood. What that does for me, I'm cool, I'm fine. But if you're not fine,
like, okay, y'all, there's automatic lights at the station. So when someone's not in the other room for a while, like, they just turn off. And that is so scary. Like,
it is.
For
it
a
is.
Minute, true it's story. Like, you're like, am I in Poltergeist? Yeah. Like,
is this the purge?
Or is this, like, what's going on? So, like, every time that happens, I'm like, whoa. Like, you know. Yeah. Now I kind of don't. Before I used to scream. That used to be, I guess, hilarious for people listening. I used to scream like, like, you know, but now
tell
I'm
people
just
don't
like,
make fun of you for screaming, yo.
Yeah, now I'm just like I just look scared, like, what's happening?
Y'all turn back on the lights though?
I'm just like, I mean, they just keep looking at each other like, y'all gonna turn the lights back on?
It's I don't even think they know the switch. I don't even think they know the switch, because if they knew the switch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, they probably, I'm
light a candle. Yeah.
But yeah, I respect that. Like, I like the fact that you let people know, because some people, like, some guys, they don't even be letting people know. Like,
yeah, I mean, man.
And you just, all y'all be looking crazy. His girl, him, and you. Yo, you be like, we man. Just look crazy.
I done did some things in the past. I done did some things in the past that, like, have, like, embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've done some things in the past that have embarrassed my girl. Or, like, or past relationships. And I've lost relationships like that. And I'm just not about doing that again. Because, man, you know, like, when you find somebody that, like, hold you down, you know, you got to hold them down, too. And so that's what it is. I got somebody that's like, holding me down. So I got to hold her down at all times as well.
That is what's up. See, you guys, not all older. Rappers are horrible. Not all real, of them man. Are horrible.
I'm getting older, yo. I done got grown and got a chip on my shoulder. That's what the song says.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Pushing big bodies can't stop me. For the 9-8, I've got to sell 1 million copies. It just has to happen. For the 9-8, I got to sell 1 million copies.
Okay, so the other song I heard on Okay Whatever that was new Was it draking and driving?
Oh, yes. Yes.
See, and when it's I first saw that, I was like, did he misspell? And I was like, no. I was like, say it out loud. And I was like, draking. I was like, oh, Drake. And I was like, okay, draking and driving. All right.
Okay. So off top, you come across that title, Draking and Driving. What do you think the song is about?
You're going to talk about Drake.
That was good. I'm just loving how this is flowing, because this Draking and Driving song actually discusses like my departure from my New York situation.
Okay.
You know? And so
Okay, but you can keep going. I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah. You know, so the song, you know, it's just crazy that like that's the song that you brought up like next, because that like directly tied into what we was talking about.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Yeah, but but yeah, so you know, that song was about a potential situation that I had in New York when I was in between, when I had like just like broken up with like a past relationship, and like I was in between like thinking if I was still gonna stay out in New York, and this was a person that like I was hanging out with. You know, we were plutonic, you know, or platonic, whatever the word is, you know. So I'm at a college, so I don't want to be incorrect.
Oh, it is okay. You know, everybody sounds. Let me stop.
Yeah. So I made the song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I made the song like moments after I got like a phone call that was like, yo, what's going on with you? Because it was a situation to where like I was like I had like decided that like I was gonna be in Houston.
Uh-huh.
And I decided like pursuing like a love interest, which has blossomed into the woman that I met and that I'm with right now. Uh-huh. But early on, you know how I go when it's like early. You know what I'm saying? Like when you first start talking to someone, you might have other people that like you talking to as well when it like first starts. So like you gotta
okay, y'all.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like you gotta like, start being like, all right, you know, like
so
you know what I'm saying? Like so I typed the text to the girls I used to see.
Yeah.
So saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's exactly how it was. Except I didn't type a text. I put up an Instagram post.
Uh-huh.
And I put up an Instagram post with me and my girl. And then I got like a call like minutes later, like, oh, so what's going on? I'm like, yeah, so this is what this is. And like my girl's sitting directly next to me, and she was so chill about the situation. She didn't even charge me up. She just left it to me to handle. And mm-hmm. I really appreciated that, because it was a situation that was evolving before I met her. And so she just let me handle that situation. And then my way of handling that situation was to write the song. And like when I was done writing the song, then I came to my girl and was like, okay, so remember that call that I got in the car, and this is what that was about. And aww. To you know, like put myself like stress free, you know, so that like I wouldn't be sitting down thinking of it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about how I lost this person all of the time while I'm in a relationship with her, I took all of that energy and I put it into the song. And like I just let the song, you know, like do that, you know, like I don't even have to attach that energy to it no more, because I've already put it into the song. Mm-hmm. And so like my girl being cool with that just allowed for me to like express that and to like move on from it. So Draking and Driving is produced by this German duo called Buzu Baju.
Right.
I lifted the beat off of them, and then I recorded it at my cousin's house, like, and I had my uncle play the trumpet over it at the end. And then once all of that was done, then I emailed Boozer Baju like, yo, I took y'all beat.
Oh, you did.
I took y'all beat and I added a trumpet part to it. Yeah. I was like, I took y'all beat.
I did that before.
I took the beat. I added the trumpet to it. I laid the vocals to it. I recorded it and I sent it to him. I was like, yo, this is going to be on my album. Hope y'all like it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was pretty forward.
Yeah.
Here's Draking and Driving by the Aspiring Me.
Yep.
Please don't. Come on, U of H. Don't do it. Please. Don't do it. Yeah.
Don't you do it.
We're gonna,
don't you do
I'm
it.
I'm even going to give you a little time, yeah. U of H. Like, come on.
Maybe it's the bandwidth. Am I using the bandwidth?
No, it's not. It can't be.
You have one free ride expiring soon. Lyft just sent me an email.
Oh, Lyft? Yeah. I don't even use Lyft, man. Like,
yo, when we was in Austin for South by, Lyft came in we was Lyft or Uber. We was comparing prices. Phones in each hand, like, who cheaper?
I got the, what is that? They were, like, giving out, like, 30. See, yep. Because I went to St. Louis to see one of my friends.
Turn up.
And I got, like, it was like a $30 something promotion. I was like, man, I'm about to get a free ride to the airport. What's up? And then it was like the $30 was split in $5.
Oh yeah, it was like $5. Like, man, oh bye. Yeah, I hate that. They was like $50 off your, and then they $10 a ride.
I was like, bye. And then I was trying to see how they, because I was being so cheap. Like, I don't know. I just felt bad because I was like, man, I already spent so much money in St. Louis, so I was just being cheap. And I was like, I'm about to see if I can, like, get a map, and then I'll just tell them, drop me off at this street and then call another Lyft for the next street. I was about to do that. I was like, man, I'm not ready to, like, pay money for anything. It's all good.
A lot of us aren't, but that's what I learned this year, is that I'm about investing in myself.
All right. So, you guys, this is Draking and Driving. Damn. I'm sorry for that ratchet, you know, where y'all heard a part of the next song.
Yeah.
And whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still working on this, y'all. Eventually, though, I'm going to be a one-woman band or one woman radio station. I'm gonna be engineering, DJ, and all that. It's gonna sound perfect too.
Lit.
Like, eventually.
It's a lituation.
Yeah. I don't like that word. I'm so mad. Okay, here's my story for that word. So, I thought lituation was a real word. No, I'm so serious. Because, no, this is why. I saw, because I follow a lot of people, like, on Pinterest and stuff.
Yes.
And an educated person, a real educated person said this, you know, and this educated person that I follow on Pinterest would always say this. So I was like, okay, whatever. I just didn't care to look it up because I'm really bad with vocabulary. So I was like, man, whatever. Lituation. I thought it was actually litigation, whatever the fuck. I don't know. So one day, like, I was like talking and like, yeah, like, I was just talking in, like, a group message, and someone was like, yeah, it used to be a real lituation. And I was like, you know what? No. Like, you know, I got to figure out. I was like, I got to figure out what this word means, because now I look stupid. Like, this is a serious word. Like, people really use this, and I don't know what it means. So I look it up. I don't see anything in Webster's. Then the next thing after is, like, Urban Dictionary.
Oh, UrbanDictionary.com.
Yes, I was like, no, Lord, please don't let it be like that. This is, and there was, like, lit situation. I was like, I'm so mad right now.
Yo.
The fact that this educated person was using this word consistently, like, making
and
me
the lituation was.
And then the thing that made me more mad, like, no, like, I don't have any animosity towards Fabulous, but the fact that it was started by Fabulous, like, by his song, like, that really made me mad. I was like, really, Fabulous? Like, really, Fabulous? That's where this word came from, and everybody's using it? Nope, I'm done. Yeah, like, I don't care anymore.
First off, Fabulous has a streak of improperly informing people on grammar and spelling.
He does.
F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Exactly.
That's not how you
say it. I know. And that's what used to make me. Okay, y'all. Okay. If you're from Houston. No, he probably did that everywhere. But I used to hear that on 97.9 The Box when I was a little girl. Like, I swear. And I would be so confused because I was like, I could have sworn Fabulous was spelt like.
And I don't even know how to spell Fabulous because of that.
And me too. I get confused sometimes too. And it's like, every time. Like it'll be like it'll be like 97.9. It's the FABOLOUS, and I was like, hold on, like that is not correct. Like it can't be. So like. I don't like I have to switch back and forth on Fabulous. Like I'm like, okay, let me look it up, let me make sure I'm spelling it right, because that is just in my head, FABOLOUS. Like,
you know, hey, look, it's as it should be, you know. That's like proper, that's like proper seating. Fabulous, one of the most underslept, like underrated rappers in the game.
Yeah. But he's Fabulous. He knows how to stay relevant.
He does. He does. Yeah. He's pretty funny too. So that's. So.
Oh, I don't know him personally like that.
Nah, like,
I don't,
his like Instagram page, you know, and like he always had the funny punchlines. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like, oh, for real? Like, is that what hot in the streets? Like, Fabulous Instagram hot right now. You checking for that? Tame, you checking for that? Like, you checking for that new Fabulous Instagram page?
Like, oh.
Nah, somebody told me. That's how I found out.
But yeah, I like off of Fabulous, back to Draking and Driving.
Yes.
So
real song.
So you talked a little bit about that. Of course, I want to hear more and everything about Draking and Driving. After you hit those guys up like, hey, so I made this, here you go.
Yeah.
Were they cool with it? Did they like what they heard? Like, what happened?
They didn't send a cease and desist letter.
Okay. So I mean, they're and, cool with it.
Yeah. I mean, like, they like, never respond, but, like, I send all my emails from MailChimp so I can tell if you opened it or not. So,
oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So they never responded, but they opened the email, and...
they never sent the letter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they never sent the letter, and a bunch of people from Germany started like liking the song that are like that are like affiliated with them. Like I do my research, you know. So like a couple of people that like have taken pictures with them that I've seen, you know, they're like liking it. So I'm pretty sure someone out there was like, hey, you know, this person from Houston is, you know. And then the song that they did was an interpolation of Brandy's "I Wanna Be Down." So we all just stealing from each other, really.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
We all just taking music from each other. So I didn't really, yeah, you know. And I just thought it sounded good, man. You know, what? Sue me. Don't sue me.
No. You're like, no.
Don't sue me, yo.
Okay, so what? Because now, because you kind of switched everything up, I'm kind of confused on what... like, what other songs are pretty much new?
Okay.
We already played, like, three of them. So, what are the other two ones? Is it...
The other new song is a skit that was added at the end of Cold.
Okay.
So, we could get into that Cold track because I actually just shot a video for that at South by Southwest. But at the end of the track is a nice skit that I recorded when I was on the bus in New York.
I don't have time for this. You're going to get my show off the air.
Yeah.
I just read the title. You're going to get me the kicked name. Off. Like,
oh, well, let's do it in a fashionable way.
We're just going to call it Cold. But if you go on SoundCloud, you'll see the
I can't really say it. I can't say it for
you'll
real.
See, no, you can't say it. You'll see why? The full title on SoundCloud. But
Do y'all have Trump supporters that like back this place?
I don't talk about politics.
Yeah, we don't talk about politics.
We talk about music on this show.
But the skit sounded like a lady that would support Donald Trump. I would just say that. It sounded like somebody that was...
So we're going to play Cold.
That was about immigration reform.
We're going to play Cold.
Yes, please. Let's do it. Cold was produced by me.
Okay.
Yep. It was produced by me, recorded by me. I wrote the song when I was out in New York. And it's a rebellious song. I talk about hanging out at Carrington's in the song. For those that don't know.
Wait, Carrington's by
610. Oh yeah, you already know. You hood knowledgeable. I done seen you in Carrow's.
I never been in there. I actually used to live right by Carrington's, and my mom would come back from work and she would be so mad because she gets off work late and she'd be like, man, I'm about to, and she's African. I can't say it, but like she says this word and it's so hilarious. And she was like, I'm about to be around those Kwaringi dead people. Like, whoa. I don't have time for that. And they are vicious when they're leaving that place. Like,
yeah,
they will hit They will hit your car. They don't care.
They don't give a damn.
They will hit your car. Yo. Like, they don't care. And I remember my mom used to be so scared, like, that we would go there one day. And I was like, we are not going. I don't want to go over there.
Don't,
like,
go to Carrington. Yeah. Just like bad job. Tobias, you promised me when you grow up, you would never go to Carrington.
And I was like,
I have to invite you out like, on a Friday night.
To Carrington?
On a Friday happy hour. Yeah, because my OG, DJ Good Grief, who like, all of the songs that y'all hear scratching on, aside from the song I have with Tony Janet Jackson, which I did the scratching on personally, all of the other songs that y'all hear scratching on is my man DJ Good Grief, my OG, and he DJs at Carol's on a happy hour tip sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we can go in there. And the happy hour is, like, really, like, a little chiller, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, because
like,
when is I like, be seeing that, you
know,
hearing
like, Grief is playing, like, you know, like, Beastie Boys, and, you know, okay. like, we, like, chilling and
stuff
like that. Because
the stuff
like
I be seeing, I be like, this dude, I was walking to, don't ask me why I was walking so late, but I was hungry, and I was, like, walking to, like, Wendy's or something.
Okay.
And this dude,
Wendy's is open great even late, so you're perfectly fine.
So this dude, like, he pulls up in a Charger. And
okay.
He's like,
skirt.
Yeah, that's what really made me like, I'm like, my mom don't want me to go there. I didn't want to go there before, but I really don't want to go there.
You like,
but he like pulled. I was so scared. Like, he like slowly pulled up in the Charger, and I was like walking fast, like picking up my feet, and I don't walk fast at all.
Okay.
And like, he was like, "Is everything okay?" And I was like, "Does it look like anything's wrong?" He was like, "You shouldn't be out this late." And I was like, "You're not my dad. Leave me alone." And I like started like walking across the street to Wendy's. And I was like, "I'm not coming out late this late. Like, I'm not coming out this late anymore." But like when I be see what I see at Carrington's, I know.
Yeah.
No.
This is gonna be all right, yo. I shouted them out in cold. You know what I'm saying? Just to show some love.
But yeah, so y'all, this is cold. I'm not gonna say the rest because I don't want to lose my show, even though they don't pay me. Like, I like this.
Yo.
So, like,
yo, man, if you're going to lose your show for saying
no, no, right,
we're not going to say
come
it.
On,
I'm not going to even put
come
you
on.
Like that.
Don't do that. Like,
I'm
not, don't. I'm not. Okay, this is Cold. That was Cold by The Aspiring Me.
Yes.
Y'all, this happens all the time. And it's only because, it's not because I'm inconsiderate. It really legit is because I'm used to being here by myself and being like the last show. But there's a show right after mine. And he started last week and I forgot. So he's pretty nice. He's pretty cool. So The Aspiring Me is going to sit up here. He's going to tell us the story about behind Cold and everything. After that, since we have to wrap it up and whatever, he's gonna give like his social media accounts so you guys can keep up with him and know what's going on in his life, you know?
Boom. So check it. Cold. The end, there's a skit comes on. I'm on the bus in New York City and I get on the bus and this lady starts like going on a rant. And then this Latino gentleman gets on the bus. And then she starts, she like goes on that crazy tirade that she went on, saying how like she doesn't.
Oh, so this was you in real life.
Yeah, this is me in real life.
Oh, this isn't off YouTube or nothing.
This is me in real life on the bus.
She was mad.
And she just started going off on like the Latino community and saying that they're still in work. And I'm just like, and like, I'm just sitting here like, is she really like going like this hard?
Yeah.
And so I had to record her and I had to use her.
And now she's famous.
Yeah, because I want people to know that it's real out there. You know what I'm saying? It's real in the South. It's real on the East Coast.
Yeah.
You know, those motives are really real. So instead of dividing, let's put it on here and let's discuss it. And, you know, let's find some common thread. But, yeah, my name is The Aspiring Me. It's been really great. Y'all can catch me on everything at TheAspiringMe. Twitter, Facebook, one word. Or not one word. Twitter and Instagram, one word. Y'all want to hit me up on Facebook. You can. I just found this out a couple of days ago, but you can type in Tame, T-A-M-E, and I'll pop right up.
What?
Or you could just type in the Aspiring Me.
Yeah.
I'm beating out general words. You know what I'm saying? like that's a lot.
You beat out Tame Impala?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. I beat out Tame Impala. I did. You know, so yeah, that's what that is. Y'all can catch me everywhere. Next Thursday, March 31st, I'm having a live listening session for the album. It's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. at 81 Sneaker House. It's the new location right in between Double Trouble and Natachi's. It's going to be from 7 to 9. My homie Big Heavy Kenny is going to be spinning, and it's going to be complimentary wine for everyone that comes out. I'm going to have all of the artists that are a part of the album. So that's my bro Fat Tony, that's Busy, that's Lyric Michelle, that's Flagger Woods, that's Express. They're all going to be in the building, and we're going to be talking about questions about the inspiration behind the album, and we're going to break it down track by track. And I'm trying to talk to 81 Sneaker House to see if we can finagle like a care package for someone in there. But yeah, so that's going down next Thursday on the 31st.
Okay, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the Chi Chi Show. Thank you for coming on my show once again. You're always welcome. And
hey, come on, chill.
Come on.
It's all love.
And you guys can follow Coug Radio at Coug Radio on Twitter and Instagram. On Facebook, it's Coug Radio Houston. You kind of want to keep up with that so you know who's coming on, so you know what tickets you can win, so you get the latest underground music news, not that commercial stuff.
True story.
And I mean, if you want to follow me, I don't know, I don't want nobody, I don't really F with social media, but I do like Pinterest. So if you're on Pinterest, you can follow me at TT Platinum, and that's TEETE Platinum. And don't make fun of that, that is just the username. I was in high school. Leave me alone.
You got your
like
Chi Chi Rocks. Oh, yeah.
Like
Chi Chi Too Fly.
Yeah. So I mean, y'all can follow me on Pinterest. I'm on Pinterest. I'm always on there. I'm not gonna give you my Facebook because that's kind of personal for me. But yeah, like Pinterest all the way. Y'all can follow me on there. On Twitter, I'm pretty sure you can find me if you really want to find me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in next Thursday. I will be interviewing the rapper YJ, and we'll be talking about his upcoming project and everything like that. So you don't want to miss it. All right, you guys. Peace out.